Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LeBron is 63 points away from Kareem's record.
Jordan could do that in one night against the Celtics.
That's right. Listen to how he talked about it.
I think it's one of the greatest records in sports in general. I think it's up there with the home run record, in baseball. It's just one of those records that you just don't ever see or think that would be broken, and then you end up seeing guys, you had Hank Aaron that had it for so long, and you see the guys, the likes of like Sammy and Mark McGwire and those guys, start climbing that. It was like, oh, man, this thing can really happen, and you start really watching it and paying attention to it, and you seeing Sammy and Mark McGwire go up the bat, and you like, they got a chance to knock it out every single time. And it was a fun for me as a sports person. It was fun watching those guys just go up the bat and chase it. So I grew up being a historian of all sports and understanding, that I don't have the number like planted in my head, the actual real number. I know it's 38 something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
And so obviously there he's conflating, Hank Aaron with then the single season record, which was Maris that Sosa and McGwire were chasing down.
I wonder if the Ricketts family heard the Sammy Sosa references right there.
But it's so awesome, man. And in terms of a record that you didn't think would be broken, I never put Kareem's record as a Cal Ripken Jr. consecutive games record, that is a record that will never be broken because sports science will not allow it, because they don't let you play 162 games, much less for 20 years in a row. But Kareem has held that record longer than I've been alive. That is insane.
It's a long time.
He set that record in 1984, retired in the 88-89 season.
It's amazing.
He has had the NBA scoring record has been held by one person for nearly 40 years.
It's amazing. I never really thought about it as I didn't think about it too much as something attainable or necessarily even unattainable. Like, it doesn't have magic to me. It doesn't the gravitas. It doesn't have like that particular kind of allure. But of course, It should on some levels, that's for sure. I don't know if there's an NBA record that does have that for me, or is there an NBA record that feels more?
Well, there's no one for an individual more than this. Most points scored.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Russell's number of championships, but that again, that starts conflating with team stuff, right? Where it's not really an individual award, it's being a part of a team in an era.
Oscar Robertson averaging the triple double, that's just one season though, obviously.
And Westbrook just
Westbrook did it, didn't James Harden do it too?
So it's 38,387.
It's amazing.
Is the record. And coming out of high school for LeBron gives him this, sports science gives him this, the 3-point shot gives him this.
But I do remember thinking when Jordan didn't break it and when Karl Malone didn't break it, I remember thinking, well, I guess maybe that's not going anywhere. But now maybe it is. I wonder if Steph Curry is going to play long enough to get there, with all these 3-pointers. Now I wonder if Kevin Durant will play long enough to get there.
I doubt it. But it's,
I mean, because LeBron playing this well this late in his career and having to do this much and having to score this much is part of it. I know there are odds out there on like who might break it and all of that stuff. But
he's fourth in assists.
Yeah, I appreciate his excellence for sure, and I also appreciate his mind for it and his reverence for for sports and his love of sports and his love for the history of it. I always have.
Yeah, in the last week, he passed Mark Jackson and Steve Nash on the all-time assist list. So the only guys in front of LeBron for assists are Stockton, Kidd, and Chris Paul. And then he will be number one in points scored. It is just a remarkable testament to longevity, and he's not done.
No, he's very much
he's one of the best players in the league right now, and he's going to play stated goal until he sees if Bronny can get to the league. Well, that's not just next year. That's 2 years. Mm-hmm. We got two more years of LeBron James extending this record. So he's going to hit 40,000 career points, and he's going to make a run at Chris Paul for number three on the all-time assist ranking. Hmm. It's a thing that is totally unfathomable. And then when you factor in the hype, the scrutiny, no scandal, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school. And I know that it's really popular to hate on LeBron and say, oh, well, if he could, he would trade careers with Jordan, or he lost, or he's not perfect in the finals and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, fine. Honestly, it's fine. But like, if you aren't appreciating number one all-time in points, number four all-time in assists.
I think people are. I'm sure there's still some pushback. And look, man, I was leading the charge on this station, hating on the evil empire in Miami when he got there and all of that was, and how villainous that entire experience was, let alone the LeBron Cleveland years, where it was just dominance. It was hammer and nail, and we got a chance to feel what it felt like to be the Knicks in the face of Jordan and those Bulls team. Like, oh, so we're just never going to get over that hump. Okay, good. All right, great. That's fun. But there came a point long ago for me where I appreciated him. And I bet most people do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.